ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टा प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। Thank you very much. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 1, text number 9. Chapter is entitled, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. Jyotir Adir Iva Bhati Sanghatana vivichyate Vidanti atmanam atmastham Matittava kavayo antatam Jyotiradiriva bhati Sanghatana vivichyate Vidantyatmanam atmastham Matittava kavayantatam Jyoti Adiriva Bhati Sanghatana Vivichyate Vidanti Atmanam Atmastham Matittava Kavayantatah. Jyoti, fire, Adihi, and other elements, Eva, just as, Abhati, appear, Sangatat, from the bodies of demigods and others, Na, not, Vivichyate, are distinguished, Vidanti, perceive, Atmanam, the supersoul, Atmastham, situated in the heart, Matitva, by discerning, Kavayaha, expert thinkers, Antataha, within. Translation. The all-pervading personality of Godhead exists within the heart of every living being. And an expert thinker can perceive how he is present there to a large or small extent, just as one can understand the supply of fire in wood, the water in a water pot, or the sky within a pot. One can understand whether a living entity is a demon or a demigod by understanding that living entity's devotional performances. A thoughtful man can understand how much a person is favored by the Supreme Lord by seeing his actions. Please repeat. The all-pervading personality of Godhead exists within the heart of every living being, and an expert thinker can perceive how he is present there to a large or small extent. Just as one can understand the supply of fire in wood, the water in a water pot, or the sky within a pot, one can understand whether a living entity is a demon or a demigod by understanding that living entity's devotional performances. A thoughtful man can understand how much a person is favored by the Supreme Lord by seeing his actions. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 41, the Lord says, Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam Srimad urjitam evava Tat tat evava gacchatvam Mama tejo ansha sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. We have the practical experience of seeing that one person is able to do very wonderful things, whereas another cannot do those same things and cannot even do things that require only a little common sense. Therefore, how much a devotee has been favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be tested by the activities the devotee has performed. This is a little profound. Srila Prabhupada is speaking of in this chapter where Krishna is being explained as equal to every living being, Srila Prabhupada is taking the opportunity, and correctly, to explain that there are differences amongst devotees according to their devotional capabilities, abilities. Therefore, how much a devotee has been favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be tested by the activities the devotee has performed. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 10, the Lord also says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buti yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and who worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. This is very practical. A teacher instructs the student. If the student is capable of taking more and more instructions, otherwise, In spite of being instructed by the teacher, the student cannot make strides in his understanding. This has nothing to do with partiality. So, I have to explain the purport as we go along, otherwise it'll be forgotten what we were talking about. It's a long purport. So, the distinction is not with the teacher. The partiality is not with the teacher. It's with the recipient of the instructions. And the recipient's ability to comprehend, to understand those instructions. So Srila Prabhupada has linked this point with Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogam. Krishna is giving Buddhi Yoga according to one's ability to be able to accept it. So Srila Prabhupada is saying this is practical. This is something we have experience of. This is something we see all around. A father may have more than one son, but each one responds to the father's directions differently according to one's ability. Both are sons. Both are dear to the father, but there is some differences. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that this is called practical. When Krishna says, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, this indicates that Krishna is prepared to give Bhakti Yoga to everyone, but one must be capable of receiving it. That is the secret. Thus, when a person exhibits wonderful devotional activities, a thoughtful man understands that Krishna has been more favorable to this devotee. There is a corroborating verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartan. That unless one is empowered by Krishna, one cannot do especially important devotional activities. One has to be Krishna Shakti. So, Prabhupada is saying that a thoughtful man can understand that Krishna has been more favorable to a devotee who exhibits especially wonderful devotional activities. This is not difficult to understand, but envious persons do not accept that Krishna has bestowed his favor upon a particular devotee in accordance with his advanced position. Such foolish persons become envious and try to minimize an advanced devotee's activities. That is not Vaishnavism. A Vaishnav should appreciate the service rendered to the Lord by other Vaishnavas. Therefore, a Vaishnava is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as Nirmatsara. Vaishnavas are never envious of other Vaishnavas or of anyone else, and therefore they are called Nirmatsaranam Satam. Srila Prabhupada in the lecture explains that Jai Shishi Gornitai Ki Jai, Shishi Krishna Balram Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. In a lecture, Srila Prabhupada commenting on this second verse of the Bhagavatam explains that Dharma Projita Kaita Vatra Paramo Niramat Saranam Satam, that this Vaishnavism, this Dharma of Krishna consciousness is not possible for the envious. So Srila Prabhupada is going to elaborate on this point more during the rest of the purport, but I just want to draw your attention that Srila Prabhupada is explaining that because Krishna blesses a devotee others should not be envious of him. Now, we will have to try to understand what is blessing of Krishna and what is being envious of. What is it? It's a word, it's a statement, but what does it actually mean? So we'll discuss that as we go along. As Bhagavad Gita informs us, one can understand how one is saturated with sattva guna, raja guna, or tamaguna. In the examples given herewith, fire represents the mode of goodness. One can understand the constitution of a container for wood, petrol, or other inflammable substances by the quantity of the fire. Similarly, water represents rajagun, the mode of passion. A small skin and the vast Atlantic Ocean both contain water, and by seeing the quantity of water in a container, one can understand the size of the container. The sky represents the mode of ignorance. The sky is present in a small earthen pot and also in outer space. Thus, by proper judgment, one can see who is a devata or demigod and who is an asura, yaksha or rakshasa, according to the quantities of sattva-guna, raja-guna and tamaguna. One cannot judge whether a person is a devata or a sura or a rakshasa by seeing him. But a sane man can understand this by the activities such a person performs. You know, this ties in with the other famous that a fool is not exposed until he speaks. Meaning that just by seeing someone, you cannot tell their sattva guna, their raja guna, and their tama guna. But by their words, their activities, then it becomes known whether somebody has sattva guna, raja guna, or tama guna. So the distinction is there, but it's not visible until somebody acts or speaks. A general description is given in the Padma Purana. Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Deva Asurastad Vaiparyaya. A devotee of Lord Vishnu is a demigod, whereas an asura or yaksha is just the opposite. An asura is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Instead, for his sense gratification, he is a devotee of the demigods, bhutas, pretas, and so on. Thus one can judge who is a devata, who is a rakshasa, and who is an asura by how they conduct their activities. So anyone can claim to be a Vaishnava, but that does not establish his credentials. What establishes one's credentials is the fact that ananyaschinte, he does not think of anybody other than Krishna. Ananyaschintayantumam. But if somebody resorts to other, placing his faith in other personalities or in material things, then actually he is lacking in his credentials as a devotee of Lord Vishnu. The word Atmanam in this verse means Paramatmanam. The Paramatma or Supersoul is situated in the core of everyone's heart, Antataha. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. The Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart, gives directions to everyone in terms of one's capabilities in taking the instructions. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita are open to everyone. But some people understand them properly, whereas others understand them so improperly that they cannot even believe in the existence of Krishna, although reading Krishna's book. Srila Prabhupada is making a reference to Mohanlal Gandhi. He would read Bhagavad Gita, but he said that, "I do not believe in a person, Krishna actually ever existed or exists." So this is that reference, that although they're reading his book, they cannot even believe in the existence of Krishna. Although the Gita says Shri Bhagavan Vacha, indicating that Krishna spoke, they cannot understand Krishna. This is due to their misfortune or incapability, which is caused by Rajaguna and Tamaguna, the modes of passion and ignorance. It is because of these modes that they cannot even understand Krishna, whereas an advanced devotee like Arjuna understands Krishna and glorifies him, saying, "Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan." You are the supreme Brahman, the supreme abode and purifier. Krishna is open to everyone, but one needs the capability to understand him. So somebody like Gandhi is understanding Krishna one way, which is totally disbelieving him whilst reading his book. And Arjuna is understanding Krishna in a different way whilst hearing Krishna's words. And he is recognizing him as Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitaram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. So Arjun's understanding is very profound. From the same words, we have the same access that Arjuna had, but his understanding is much different because of his position. He is in the Shuddha Sattva, pure mode of goodness, and is able to understand. And when somebody is not so situated like Arjuna, his understanding will be misguided. And Prabhupada says one needs the capability to understand him. By external features, one cannot understand who is favored by Krishna and who is not. So, one time, it's mentioned in the Leelamrita, there was one Mangala Niloy Brahmachari. He was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada's godbrother. So he came to London and he spoke there. He was Mangala Niloy Maharaj, Swami then. He said, at the time when we knew Abhay Babu, they called Srila Prabhupada Abhay Babu at that time, he said, we could not understand who he was. He just looked like a grihastha. And he said, now, after his worldwide preaching, we can understand that he was specially favored by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was the chosen one. He said that we also could not understand what it meant, prithivite ache yata nagaradi gram. What was meant by prithivite? All over the world. So he said, so now we can understand that Srila Prabhupada was the person to fulfill that prophecy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the day will come that all over the world, in every town, in every village, my holy name will be chanted. Sarvatra prachar hoive morana. My holy name will be preached and taught and spread all over the world. So he is corroborating this point here, that by external features one cannot understand who is favored by Krishna and who is not. According to one's attitude, Krishna becomes one's direct advisor, or Krishna becomes unknown. This is not Krishna's partiality. It is his response to one's ability to understand him. According to one's receptiveness, whether one be a devata, asura, yaksha, or rakshasa, Krishna's quality is proportionally exhibited. This proportionate exhibition of Krishna's power is misunderstood by less intelligent men to be Krishna's partiality. But actually, it is no such thing. Krishna is equal to everyone. And according to one's ability to receive the favor of Krishna, one advances in Krishna consciousness. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a practical example in this connection. In the sky, there are many luminaries. At night, even in darkness, the moon is extremely brilliant and can be directly perceived. The sun is also extremely brilliant. When covered by clouds, however, these luminaries are not distinctly visible. Similarly, the more one advances in sattva guna, the more his brilliance is exhibited by devotional service. But the more one is covered by rajaguna and tamaguna, the less visible his brilliance. For he is covered by these qualities. The visibility of one's qualities does not depend on the partiality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is due to various coverings in different proportions. Thus, one can understand how far he has advanced in terms of sattva-gun and how much he is covered by rajagun and tamagun. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshara Unamilitangena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The essential point of this verse and the purport was that if we see Krishna as partial, it is due to our enviousness. We are seeing somebody favored and somebody not favored, not because Krishna is actually favoring somebody and not favoring somebody, but simply because we are envious of the person who is being favored. And the solution, therefore, is to become free from envy. By being free from envy, we can understand we're becoming free from envy if we're able to see that Krishna is never partial. This is the directly proportionate to one another. If we understand that everything Krishna is doing is perfect, there's no mistake, then that means our vision is becoming non-envious. So this point has been made right in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma Projita Kaita Vatra Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. That we will be unable to embark on the path of Krishna consciousness in the Srimad Bhagavatam unless we put aside any partial feelings. The partiality we impose on Krishna is actually of our own making. Prahlad Maharaj later on in this canto will say, I cannot understand how the world goes on thinking of friends and enemies. So this disease of seeing friends and enemies is the reason why we're unable to see Krishna as He is. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Pavitram, he has no partiality of any kind. He does not suffer from this disease of favoring somebody and being against somebody else. This we impose upon Krishna because we have that disease. It's a superimposition from our part. The sun and the moon are brilliant, but it's our clouds that cover our eyes when we cannot see that brilliance. A failure to see Krishna is a reason of our material condition. Krishna bulya jeev bhoga vancha kare. This is why we are here. So we need to rectify. In the beginning of the class I mentioned, we have to discuss this point about envy. What does it mean to be envious? And how can we actually become free from it? So Srila Prabhupada's formula was, it's interesting, isn't it, that he went to a Western world who didn't know Krishna, who don't know, and he's telling them to love Krishna. You know, you would think, well, how can you come here to tell everyone to love Krishna? We don't even know Krishna. We're not loving him also. We don't know him. So Srila Prabhupada explained, not knowing him is our disease. We don't know him. This is not innocent. This is the condition. This is how far we have gone down to the material world. We don't know Krishna. We don't know the name of Krishna. So we have to rectify. So Srila Prabhupada's program to rectifying everyone's disease was to give them Krishna again and again and again in the form of the holy name and in preaching. Again and again explaining who is Krishna, who we are, what is our relationship with Krishna. And we can see very objectively that actually he succeeded in removing people's envy, their ignorance of Krishna. People became lovers of Krishna instead of not knowing Krishna. We sometimes think that not knowing something is not a fault, it's not a mistake. Actually, ignorance is a mistake. Somehow we glorify the idea of not being in knowledge, not knowing. Like a child, we think a child is innocent, but actually a child is ignorant. We do not preserve a child's innocence. We try to rectify it by sending him to school, so he will not be ignorant. So what we call innocence is actually ignorance. So we're suffering, not from innocence, we're suffering from ignorance. So we have to rectify. We have to know Krishna. We have to hear again and again about Krishna. So Rupa Goswami says that initially, trying to know about Krishna, trying to chant his holy name, it tastes bitter. It doesn't taste so sweet. But he said by doing it repeatedly, then the sweetness comes manifest in our heart. So he compares it to having jaundice. And the cure for jaundice is to have more sweet things so that jaundice can go away, can be removed. This is our position. We do not have enough Krishna. So sometimes everyone, this debate comes up again and again, that why don't you open hospitals? Why don't you help the poor? As in, remove their hunger. People need Krishna more than they need hospitals, more than they need food. You and I need Krishna more than we need food, more than we need a doctor, more than we need finance, money. But the ignorant living entity doesn't know that. He has forgotten this. Krishna bhulya jeev, bhoga vancha kare. We're putting so much importance to these hospitals, food and money, because of our ignorance of Krishna. You can ask, well, how does your food problem go away by knowing Krishna? You can ask. Would you like me to answer that? How does your food problem? I'm hungry, I don't have food. So how by knowing Krishna does my food problem go away? So hands up if you want to ask, if you want to know the answer. No. Only one or two, okay. All right. So this is the point. See, this is the key point. Why would I, look, I'm suffering, I'm starving. And you're telling me I need Krishna. So explain to me, can I eat Krishna? What will it do? So this is the whole point, this is the whole teaching. First of all, you're not the body. The body is hungry, the soul is not hungry. The soul will not die without food. Yes, the body will. The body can. It's not will, but it can die without food. Doesn't necessarily die, but it can. You will suffer. The body suffers. But you're not the body. This is why Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, Dehina asmin yatha dehe kaumar. You're a dehina, you're within the body. You're giving all the importance to the body, but you're the soul. Your food problem, even if you solve it, is going to exist next day, the day after, and the next birth, and the birth after that. You really do need Krishna. You don't need the food. Because if you have Krishna, there is no next body in which you will be hungry. Because the soul does not suffer from hunger. The soul is nitya, shashvata, ayam purana, na hanyate, hanyamane sharire. It does not die. And the only opportunity you have to break away from this feeling of hunger is in this human body. You can overcome this urge, this imposition of fulfilling the bodily needs. But you need Krishna. And that is the perfection of life. This is the whole thrust of this education, this dharma, that you should become Krishna conscious as the most highest emergency of your life. Don't put it second to something else. It's our highest priority. Therefore, opening hospitals, fulfilling the needs of people's hunger, the need for education, means we do not understand the importance of Krishna consciousness. It means you do not understand. You're still giving emphasis to the needs of the body. These bodily urges have to be tolerated. They have to be tolerated. And you know, even the person who never went hungry, he dies. Even he dies. Just see the futility of that whole enterprise. And for that you gave your entire life, that I will not go hungry. And you don't go hungry, but you still die. This is how merciless material nature is. It does not respect our effort because it's misguided, it is ignorant. It is misguided. We're not just saying it because we're fanatic. We're saying it because this is the truth. This is the actual truth. But we do not know it. And therefore we are absorbed in a misdirected, misguided direction of fulfilling the needs of my body. This body is useful only to the extent that it will allow you to attain the supreme goal of becoming Krishna conscious. Otherwise, it has no utility. So Srila Prabhupada's emphasis, his preaching, was focused on this. He inspired his followers to understand this. And that is how they became free from envy. That is how they became lovers of God. And that is what we need to do in order to follow in their footsteps. That we have to understand the supreme urgency for Krishna consciousness without any second other focus, any other goal. Ananya chintayan. This is the meaning, ananya. Without any other focus, only me, only Krishna. That devotee, that person is a devotee. Otherwise we're suffering from envy. So our remedy is to become Krishna conscious. And this process of Krishna consciousness is designed to revive our Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much for your patience. Are there any comments or questions? Or there's a mic here. Well, thank you. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna.